Listening to episode number 1884 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, the weekend?
Short.
Short? Okay. I get that. It was short for me too, I guess, when you think about it. We should just go to the three-dayer. We got a three-dayer next week.
You know what? I work 10 hours a day.
Yeah?
I should have the fifth day off.
You should.
Yeah.
And on the fifth day, the Lord said we should rest. Or we should gamble. One of the two. I can't remember which one it is.
I don't think it's either.
Or gambling.
It's neither.
How about some random facts, huh?
Let's do them.
Penguin poop.
Oh, Lord.
Emits laughing gas.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? I guess if you work around penguins for long enough, I guess you start laughing. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's a happy job.
I guess. Wants to smell
penguin
poop.
Might not remember
poop.
It, but...
The busiest McDonald's in the world is in Moscow.
Wow, really?
It serves at least 850,000 people per year, which is twice as much as the average American McDonald's. Wow.
Huh.
Well, I would have thought they would have served more than that.
But everybody has different food at their McDonald's,
well,
too.
Yeah, I don't even know what's on the menu in Russia.
Yeah.
But it's different than here. In every glass of water you drink, maybe they got McVodka. I'm ready.
Okay,
in every glass
like
of water you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that has been on Earth since dinosaurs existed. I think in every glass of water you drink, it's been here since day one. Mm. I learned this on Bill Nye the Science Guy, right? All the water that's on Earth has been here. It's been here, it rains, it evaporates back up into the clouds, and then it rains again.
Recycling.
It's the ultimate recycling.
The ultimate recycling.
Kind of like air. You produce.
And it's like the mother of sourdough bread.
Right?
Huh.
Water.
Refreshing water. I think I had some mother in there.
And a dinosaur.
Mother.
And finally, you produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle. And enough over the course of your lifetime to fill up 53 bathtubs.
But you know what? I did that ancestry DNA test.
Yeah.
And you got to fill up like a, you know,
a little vial,
a quarter inch of spit or something.
It's tough, huh?
Man, yeah. That's rough.
I know. And then you had like dry cotton mouth for a week afterwards. It is Monday, January 11th, 2021, and it is time for the Who Cares News.
It is.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, the president's not the only one quitting social media this week.
I don't think he wanted to quit social media. I don't think that was the deal.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, don't get us started. All right.
Apparently, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are giving it up, too.
Well,
the difference is they're doing so willingly.
Yes, of course they are.
Tabloids say they're abandoning their personal and business accounts and are highly unlikely to return thanks to all the negativity on the various social media platforms.
Do they need to be on social media? I mean...
Prince Harry and Meghan, everybody gets trolled. Don't
right.
take it so personal.
Sometimes if you
is,
don't get trolled, you feel like, hey, nobody loves me on social media.
And the bad thing
I'm
is...
I'm not popular.
People love to hide behind their phones.
Well, they do. You know, I mean,
they're mean.
Well, you know,
people are mean.
And
not all people, but, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
Nice
but, okay,
people
so
don't seem to
up.
Say anything at all, and the mean people all get on there and do that.
But you know what? There are no nice people left. So
yes,
I think you and I are the last nice people on the face of the earth.
That would mean
and
me.
That is a stretch. Big, big stretch.
And I'm still a Harry fan. I can't.
But you're not a Meghan fan?
I haven't warmed up still.
I don't think one can warm up to her.
But I've always been a Harry fan.
I mean, and Daddy didn't love her. Wait a minute. That's another story. Wait.
This past October, she did admit that she didn't have any personal accounts.
Oh,
and which
okay.
was helpful for her in many ways.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a tough year. I will say that. They did have a tough year.
They did. Well, you know what? Yeah. They did have a tough
year.
They did.
They did.
I'll give them that.
Yeah, give them that.
And I know it was hard, especially hard for her.
Of course. Yeah.
So the Duke and Duchess, though, they are expected to attend the Trooping of the Colour.
Ooh.
Which is the Queen's annual birthday parade.
They're letting them back into
in
Britain. I can't believe it. I didn't think they got their passport stamped. Oh, my God.
I'm glad they're going. I am.
Well, they should.
the military parade, because the queen has two birthdays every year. But this is this marks
queen.
This
it's
marks
okay. She's uh-huh. the queen. She can have two.
It marks her 95th birthday.
Wow.
And it's also going to be the first national celebration in the United Kingdom since the beginning of the pandemic.
And one more reason why Prince Charles will never be king.
Man. Kim reportedly still intends to file for divorce from Kanye after yes. 6 years of marriage.
6 years, wow.
Now, while they're said to have a prenup, as we can all...
Oh, I'm sure they've got a prenup.
Yes.
I mean, they were both, you know, full of money when they got together.
They were full of themselves at that time, too.
Full
but
of themselves.
Just
full of money.
Grew.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Bigger houses for their
kinda
bigger
like
egos.
Sea monkeys, yeah.
Just add water. So while they're said to have a prenup, their net worth has changed a bit.
A bit, you would think.
Now, according to an upcoming Forbes story, Kanye's net worth has reportedly shot up from $100 million to $1.3
billion. Wow.
This won't surprise you.
Yeah.
Kanye claims that the figure is more like $5
billion. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything with Kanye is
inflated.
Exaggerated. Yeah.
Kim has seen her fortune go from $40 million in 2014 to $780 million. Okay, so this is the kicker in all this.
Yeah, yeah.
He does have more money than her.
Right.
So therefore,
she could get some
alimony.
Yeah, I'm saying, right? Come on now.
Prenup guarantees Kim $1 million for every year of marriage. Yay me. According to previous reports. Now, she also gets to keep any gifts Kanye gave her.
Okay.
It's unclear if it includes the $55 million in art, nearly $4 million in vehicles, and $3.2 million in jewelry.
Okay.
Go get some jewelry from Kim. Give to your wife.
Let me call her up right now. Hold on a second.
She won't miss it.
Can I speak to Kim? Yeah, tell her Van Camp and Morgan are on the phone.
Hello?
That's not
Hello?
Her. I'm hanging up.
Hello?
That's you. Maybe we will call
My
her one day.
My phone rang and then he hang up.
Rich people are just like us.
Oh, of course they are.
Of course.
You know, instead of calling Kim, I think I'm going to call Halle Berry instead. Hang on a second. Let me call. Hi, is Halle there?
Stalker.
What's your name? Van? What the hell kind of name is Van? Jeez. Who names their kid Van?
He's not on your good list anyway because,
no,
you know.
I mean, maybe it's Vanguard. Who names their kid Vanguard? I think of Anderson Cooper sometimes, and obviously these days, you know, because we're watching more news, and it's like, who the hell named him Anderson, for God's sake? It's like...
He's a Vanderbilt. They can do whatever they want to do, too.
I know, but it's like, it's a last name. Your furniture's named Anderson.
And we'll call you Andy.
Did they ever call him Andy? Maybe.
I doubt it.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's always strange to me when people use their full names anyway. I'm like Anthony or Christopher or...
You know what? And that's way too fancy for me. You know what? It's Tony. It's Chris. You know, it's Jimmy. It's Chuck. The heck with all these formal names. Look, Prince named Harry, not Harold.
That's true. That's
He's
true.
Harry.
See, take it. Yeah.
And his brother's Billy. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Oh, yeah. And that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.